There have been specific neurochemicals associated with schizophrenia. The one that is probably most often mentioned is a chemical called dopamine. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter in the brain. That is one of these chemicals that sends signals between neurons. And dopamine has been shown to be the critical chemical that all currently available treatments, medical treatments for schizophrenia, target. All currently available medical treatments for schizophrenia reduce the activity of dopamine as a signal between neurons in the brain. And because all these drugs work through dopamine, at least to some degree, there's been a lot of interest in the possibility that dopamine is an important chemical in the basic cause of schizophrenia. We're yet to find that that's the case, but this has been an area of a great deal of research. There have been other chemicals that have been measured using neuroimaging techniques. One of the chemicals that we've been particularly interested in is a chemical called N-acetyl aspartate, which is an amino acid found within nerve cells, within neurons in the brain, that seems to tell us something about how actively these nerve cells are working. And that is, and by working, I mean how many synapses they have and how much synaptic activity they have. Synapses are the contacts that nerve cells make with each other. And the more contacts a nerve cell has, presumably the more it is involved in the exchange of information. And the more that leads to complex behavior. So the evidence seems to be that at least in the hippocampus, an area where there's evidence of problems in schizophrenia, the concentrations of N-acetylaspartate are reduced. Whether this is a primary cause or something that really is going along for the ride because there's a problem there, we don't know for sure yet.